vivant dans les arbres et le bruit de la pluie sur les toits. Le bruit des pigeons qui faisaient réveiller ma mère dans son sommeil. I think those hens and pigeons probably strutted their stuff in the link cave, actually. But I guess I like it in French because I can hear Abdullah's own voice speaking it. I think I will just read four more poems. And then if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. I said that a lot of my work for the last year or so, my residency lasted 6 months, and then I couldn't bear to tear myself away because it's so engaging, so embroiling, the work. And a lot of my work in the last year or so has been trying to build up the relationship between the Medical Foundation and in North East Minster Acres, because Minster Acres is somehow miraculously manages to raise the money for us to go there, otherwise we wouldn't be able to go. Everyone at the Medical Foundation is so drastically overworked, there will be no time to try to do something like develop things with Minster Acres. So we had our first weekend there in May last year. And I did actually manage to run a group session on a Sunday morning, which is the first time I had done anything resembling my original job description. And I asked everyone, this is again something I've done for years with creative writing groups, I asked everyone to go out into the garden, into the peace garden, and find something they liked, like a twig or a stone or a leaf, and bring it in. And then they had to set it down, show it, look at it, feel it, and then I said, right, you're not you anymore, you are what you brought in. And then I asked some questions, and I had to write down the answers, and then from the answers we made poems. This is Grace again. She brought in a piece of glass, well weathered, so not dangerous, but a piece of colourless glass. And she, eventually the poem came out of it. What am I? I am colourless and sharp. I look like water. I was found in the grass in the peace garden in the grounds of Minster Acres. Rain makes me wash my body and become clean. In summertime, I reflect sharply like a hot pan. It was a strong wind broke my window and I went to pieces. And the stars are made of fire. This is a poem by Eniola, who is from Nigeria, who has very recently gained leave to remain, and it's in that appalling place that you come to. When you get what you want, you get leave to remain, and then you're turned out of your housing, and there's a terrible gap between asylum seeker allowance, if you were getting any, and job seeker's allowance. Eniola has three very young daughters, 6, 3, and 18 months. So life is really hard for her at the moment. But when she came to Minster Acres, out of the same exercise, she picked up a piece of last year's bonus off the ground and wrote about that poem. I am a bird nest. Am I a chair in a garden or a park? I'm found in a fresh and comfortable place. So natural, that's where I live. The rain made me stronger and beautiful. The first thing I remember is that I am a comfort zone to many lives. I hear the noise of children outside playing. The stars are made an unimaginable element. And here is Hapsatu, one who gave us the title for the book. She actually had a job. She got leave to remain in March last year. She had a job in a care home in Gateshead for 8 months.